wanted to help people that needed, you know, that needed this kind of care. And he was bound and determined to do it, except he took it beyond the city limits of Augusta and, you know, took off from there. You know, started in Mississippi, and it, you know, it's now across the United States. But we always wondered when he would enter the world market. But of course, he passed away. And so he had that vision to see what he could do to help everybody that needed the burn care and wound care. So he was a very personable man. He was very humbled. He didn't see himself as anybody special. A lot of people did see him as special. He definitely was a, liked to be a pioneer, liked to try things. We did a lot of various studies that we're using still today, which takes a lot of, I mean, you got to be willing to do it. He was always willing to try different things that were good for the patients, good for the staff. That was one thing about him. He wasn't afraid to try anything new. And if he didn't like it, he wouldn't use it. But he involved many of the staff with, you know, new products, innovative products and stuff like that, innovative techniques, stuff we still use today.